Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Welcome to each of you that are listening online via Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are listening by phone. And special kudos to those of you that will be listening to this replay. It's great that you're so committed to your personal growth and development, so thank you for tuning in every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, you can always stream the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. For those of you that are new to Mindshift Talk Radio, definitely want to say welcome. This show is for you. This show is for regular people just like you and me that are looking to grow to extraordinary levels in terms of personal growth and development, professional development, spiritual growth, whether it's your finances, health and wellness, any area of your life in which you're looking to see change, in which you're looking to see more success, greater levels of success. We ask that you make sure that you're connected with us every single week. Any area of your life that needs a mind shift, this is the place for you to get it. So make sure that you're connected. Make sure you're sharing it with your friends and family members, telling them to join in as well. If you are not our friend yet on Facebook, we encourage you to do so. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Go ahead and become our friend. We love making new friends. Also, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, you can go ahead and hit the follow link in your browser. That way you're connected. You know what's going on every single week. If we change some things up on you, don't be surprised. You can get the updates there via Blog Talk. And also, if you want to drop us a line, if you have something to say, maybe you're shy, don't want to do it on air, always feel free to connect with us at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can hit the contact us link and drop us a line. So thank you again for tuning in tonight. Without any further ado, I like to go ahead and bring my partner in crime and success on early because we have some recapping to do from the previous week. So Sister Big Bones, welcome back to Mindshift Talk Radio, Mamacita.
What it do, boo?
Nothing, player. Happy Mind Shift Monday.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well. Woohoo!
Yes, my favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I was cracking up at myself today. Yesterday I was so fired up about today. I'm always excited about Mondays. I'm always excited about Mind Shift. I'm especially excited about tonight's guest. And so, I posted on Facebook, is it weird that I'm the only one that is, super excited about Monday? And some people were like, yeah. I'm like, whatever. So, then today, I get up and I'm, super excited again. And I made a post on Facebook today. I was like, it's interesting that I got up today on the right side of the bed, but my hair didn't. I had the craziest morning with my hair, right? So, I'm, freaking out. And then I have to go to the office, so I'm, pinning and clipping and doing all this kind of stuff. When I tell you I had more compliments on my hair today than I've had in the longest, I was like, this is crazy. Maybe I have to have more, quote-unquote, bad hair days, more often, because I just had, so many compliments today, and I probably won't be able to duplicate it. So I enjoyed it for what it is. That's neither here nor there. I just thought you might want to know. Don't ask me why I shared that.
Sharing is caring. Thanks for sharing.
Right. I care about those that
my life I can't ever get back.
Oh, hush up. Look, I care about you possibly having a bad hair day, and I'm just sharing that positive story. That's my testimony. Right?
For me, every day is a bad hair day.
That's my testimony. Can't nobody tell it like me. Okay. Anywho, I'm not going to get on here.
Oh, let's talk about last week.
Last week was great as well. Last week we had Kamanzi, So Mr. Kamanzi Constable was here discussing his new book, and he had a great message. He was basically talking about being the master of your emotions. And he was telling his own personal story, telling what led him to write his newest book, which is more of an action guide, an action plan that tells you how to discover your goals and your dreams and to bring those things to fruition. So I really like the way that his book is laid out. I think it's very practical. I think it's straight to the point. It's no nonsense. It's easy for anyone to be able to grasp the concepts, whether you're new on this journey of personal growth and development and, you know, in terms of setting goals and conquering your goals, or whether you're a pro and you've been doing this for years. I think everyone would be able to gain something from the book. So I thought it was a very interesting conversation. I definitely enjoyed speaking about the book. What were your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed him sharing about the 9 steps, and what stuck out to me the most was getting rid of negativity, especially when it's negative people. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Definitely relevant at any stage of your life or career, with nuggets that you can apply and use. So I would encourage everyone to check out the replay for yourself or for someone else with whom you can share it with, as if quite a few takeaways from it.
Definitely. And last week, the book wasn't out, but the book has been released as of May 1st. So the book is available. So check him out at KamanziConstable.com. If you need to figure out how to spell his name, you can see that at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And you can also check out the replay there as well. So that is it for our recap. I don't want to spend too much time, you know, going off on a tangent because, like I said, I'm super excited about tonight's guest, and I've been waiting, I think, over a month now with anticipation to get this lady on the line and to get her here joining us in the chat room and everything on Mindshift Talk Radio. Now, the chat room is open for those of you that may have any questions, any comments, any concerns. Feel free to log into the chat room. Also, you can call in at area code 347-989-0206. If you do call in, please raise your hand, as we have several callers that call into the line, and we can't always tell who actually has a question or who's just listening. So I ask that if you do have a question or a comment, if you'd like to join us on air, please make sure you raise your hand in that room, in the screening room. So, Sister Big Bones, are you ready for tonight's guest?
All ready. Okay.
You're so silly, I promise. All right, so tonight's special guest joining us is Miss Lakeisha Dixon. I want to tell you a little bit about Lakeisha Dixon, and I'll give her an opportunity to tell you a little bit more about her. But I would say the one word that stands out when I see her is passion. And she has this fire. It's just, like, amazing. Like, it just pops out. When you look at her pictures on her website, you look at her book, it's just, like, wow. And when she comes on, you guys are going to understand. You're going to really see where I'm coming from with this. But she's just phenomenal in her own right. So Lakeisha Dixon, I'll give you a brief bio on her. She's a dedicated instrument of the Lord who has been called for such a time as this to be on Mindshift Talk Radio. No. Kidding, that's not what her bio says. But such a time as this to be an example and spiritual mother to daughters of destiny. As a 33-year-old virgin, God has equipped her with the tools necessary to live a sanctified life, even while under pressure, and has given her a yoke-destroying anointing that has been birthed through intense adversity in her own life. She's a proud graduate of Fishers of Men Ministry Development Institute with an ordination to the gospel ministry. She's also the founder of Victorious Individuals of Power, LLC. It's a professional group of problem solvers impacting change in the lives of everyone they encounter. Ms. Dixon has expanded her enterprise as so many things: a certified life coach, an author, motivational speaker, mentor, entrepreneur, and the list goes on and on and on. She's a mighty woman of intercessory prayer. She's able to accurately hear the voice of God, who doesn't need that, strategically stand in proxy for others, and she believes that everyone, every person listening right now, should open up their mouth and declare something great every single day. So without any further ado, we want to go ahead and introduce you to tonight's special guest, Miss Lakeisha Dixon. Lakeisha, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I am super, so super excited. Thank you so much, Stacey. Thank you so much, Juanita. I tell you, I was like, who is she introducing? That could not possibly
be
me.
It's all you, boo. It's all you. Yes.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I am so honored to be on this phone call. I tell you, I was so excited today sitting at my desk at work. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm going to be impacting people, impacting women. It's very exciting. Thank you, Stacey. Thank you, Juanita.
Oh, you are very welcome. And I know I went through your bio and I kind of breezed through it because I didn't want to take too much of your time. But if there's anything I may have missed that you want to tell the listeners about yourself, feel free to do so.
All right. Well, I am Lakeisha Dixon. Every time I tell you, you have to have a sense of humbleness, especially when people give you honor with such humility. I thank you so much. I am so honored. One, I am Lakeisha Dixon, the one and only, and I can't nobody compete with me but me. So I'm excited about that on tonight. Can't nobody compete with you but you. So, yes, I'm Lakeisha Dixon. I'm a certified life coach. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a mentor. I love doing what I do. I love to impact women's lives, impact men's lives. I love to coach. I love to mentor. I'm actually walking out my purpose, and it feels absolutely great. So thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I am just totally loving tonight's message, operating with the victorious state of mind, and I see how that ties into your newest book, The Victorious State of Mind, positioning yourself to receive the promises of God. So what can we expect to hear tonight?
What you can expect to hear tonight, we're going to be talking about the words that we speak. Everything is geared towards what are you speaking out of your mouth. And if you're not speaking anything out of your mouth, after this phone call and after this, you know, this show, you are going to be at a place of complete victory because it's going to transform your life. It's going to revolutionize your thinking. You are going to want to open up your mouth and say something great. That's my tagline. I use it everywhere I go. Open up your mouth and declare something great. You are going to be transformed and changed by the end of this phone call because you're going to get to a place to no matter what it looks like, no matter what situation comes your way, you are going to learn to open up your mouth in the storm. You're going to open up your mouth in the rain. You're going to open up your mouth when everything is good and you in the season of harvest. You're going to open up your mouth no matter what season you're in, whether it's winter, spring, fall, or summer. You are going to open up your mouth and declare something great. The time is absolutely now. So they're going to definitely be impacted with how to speak the right words out of their mouths.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are just tuning in, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. As you heard, we are joined by the phenomenal certified life coach, author, mentor, speaker, Ms. Lakeisha Dixon, sharing her message, operating with the victorious state of mind. So you want to go ahead and grab your pens, your pieces of paper, get ready to take notes. Lakeisha, I'm going to pass the mic to you, hon.
All right. Sometimes I'll pause just in case you have something to say.
Again, thank you.
I am the author of The Victorious State of Mind, positioning to yourself to receive all that God has for you. This book was so very important for me to write. Not only was it important for me to write, I had my own life experiences with needing to be in a position to have the victorious state of mind. I'm telling you, when life happens, it definitely throws you out of alignment sometimes. So when life happens, it threw me out of alignment, and God kept telling me, Lakeisha, you're not going to receive any victory. You're not going to see the promises of God. You're not going to stand on faith because you're not speaking the right things. You always speaking negatively. So he began to transform my thinking. He began to work with me. For it was a matter of years, I would have to say 3 years, just transforming my mind. And once he began to deal with my mind, it already was planted inside my heart. So I began to speak the right things. And as a result of speaking the right things, I began to see things happen in my life like never before. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to write a book for men and women across all around the world to show them simple keys to get them to a place of victorious living. And God gave me 7 principles on how that can happen. And the first one was knowing your purpose. What is that thing you have been called to do? A lot of us don't know our purpose. You know, some of us think we know our purpose, and it's just like a butter knife. We have plenty of times we have went to our kitchen, got a butter knife, and began to use it as a screwdriver. But guess what? That was not the purpose of a butter knife. The purpose of a butter knife was to spread butter. So sometimes we can trick ourselves in believing that we're living out our purpose, and we actually not. So God began to show me how to get people to a place to live out their purpose, their true purpose. I mean, that thing that God had created them to do. They will learn that. And then he began to give me something else, which was your passion. What is that thing you're so passionate about that you can do it every day, whether you got paid for it or not? I love talking to people. You don't have to pay me to talk. You just need to pay somebody to listen, because when I start talking, I am gone. So I have learned that it starts with your purpose. Once you realize what your purpose is, it's going to be so easy for you to flow in your passion, because your passion is simply that thing you just love to do. And then I talk about the purging of the mind. What does that mean, purging of your mind? Well, throughout the years, we have downloaded a lot of information into our minds. We have downloaded negativity. We have downloaded things that people have told us. You will never be this. You can never do this. You too this. You too that. We have downloaded a lot of negativity, whether it came from friends, family, relationships. We have just downloaded negativity into our minds. And in that particular part of the book, I am talking about freeing your mind from all the toxins and all the disease that has grown in your mind throughout the years. So I teach you how to give yourself a mental purging, just like we do colon cleanse. It's just like that, but it's a mental purging. It's designed for you to not archive, but totally delete all the negative information that you have received out through the years. And then we flow right into that chapter of that power. And that's what I'm going to touch on tonight, so I'm not going to stay over there. But after the power, I go into the prayer about how there's so much power in your prayers. I talk about how you have complete authority when you pray to call those things that be not as though they were. I talk to you and I give you clear prayers. I give you confessions. I give you declarations so that you can begin to see a move of God over your life. You have to pray. I'm telling you, to everyone that's listening to me tonight, prayer is your lifeline. If you are not praying, you're going to fail, because you need prayer to survive. It's your oxygen. So we should be praying every single day, and even throughout the day, we should be asking God for direction, asking God for wisdom, those things that he needs us to do. And then I begin to talk about your perseverance, because we know that when life happens, it happens. So when life happens, the perseverance chapter is designed for you to stand, so that you can stand on the promises and stand still, and you can stand and you can actively work towards your vision, work towards your purpose while you're standing. Whether you're standing in the storm, you can still seek the face of God even when hard times hit. Because once you go through all those things, the purging your mind and your passion, your purpose and your prayer and your power, by the time you get to storms and trials and tribulations, you already know how to stand, because we have already talked about those things. We have already given you a proven system that is designed for you to win. We are already going to win because Christ has already won, point blank. You may have to go one round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds. You may have to go a full 12 rounds, but guess what? You are going to defeat the enemy, and you are going to win. And in the last chapter, I talk about the prosperity state, and not just prosperity with money, because we can have all the money in the world, but money can't buy you grace. Money can't buy you faith. Money can't buy you favor. So I just talk about having the prosperity in every area of your life, having that mind of prosperity, having a lifestyle of prosperity, having the finances that you need, the materials, the supplies, everything, the healing that you need, those things are just total prosperity. So that's the book, and that's what I talk about in the book.
That was a quick download, huh?
Yes, it was.
The cliff notes. I'm loving it, talking about prayers and purpose and passion and prosperity. And I know I missed another P in there.
There's the purpose. There's the passion.
Mm-hmm.
There's the purge.
The purge. That's what I missed, the purge.
Mm-hmm. The power.
Right.
The prayer,
mm-hmm.
the perseverance, and the prosperity.
I love it. I love it. So is this book already available to order on your website?
It's already available, yes.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you already know the book's available. So you can go to LakeishaDixon.com, and you can order The Victorious State of Mind, Positioning Yourself to Receive the Promises of God. Also, if you go to MindShiftTalkRadio.com, you'll see Lakeisha on this week's show tab. You can go ahead and click on her picture, and you can click on the link also. That'll take you to her store for you to be able to purchase it from Victorious Christian Book Publishing. All right, Lakeisha. So thank you for giving us the quick download of the book.
You're welcome.
I think you've given us enough for everyone to go click. You're going to see a whole bunch of clicks on your website tonight. For the book. So that's awesome. Now, I know you wanted to go a little bit more into some of these areas with us. So I'd love
yes.
to hear what it is that you want to give in terms of, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some action steps and so forth. So you hear I've got my pen here. I've got my paper. I'm ready to go.
All
so
right.
Go ahead and do it. All right.
Let's go. I tell you, it was so important for me tonight, especially when you gave me this opportunity. I wanted to share the power. And when I thought about power and the words that we speak, when we speaking words of victory, success, when we speaking things, calling those things that are not as though they were, when we looking for a manifestation, we looking for things to come into fruition, we have to, one, operate with a victorious state of mind. What is operate? Operate simply means to carry on an action or a mission. To keep an operation, it's influence, it's a function, it's a performance, and it also is to produce. So when we're operating with the victorious state of mind, we are producing a mind that speaks positively into the atmosphere. We are carrying out a mission. We are working on an action. So when something is operating, it is in full effect. Normally when a machine is operating, it does not turn off until someone turns it off. So in order for us to get to a place of living the victorious life, we must be operating in words, in the words that we speak, in the things that we say. Power produces energy, and energy produces action. Power. What is this thing that we call power? Power. Do you have it? Do you want it? Do you speak it? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power to remove burdens. There is power to destroy yokes. There is power to heal the sick. There is power to cast out devils. There is power to get wealth. There is power in the words that we speak. We are going to have to live a life that we produce positive things into the atmosphere. I once heard someone say, actually Dr. Cindy Trim to be exact, when words are released from out of your mouth, it gives that thing permission to exist. So when we speak in words, we have to make sure, we have to be careful what we speak, because once those words are released from out of our mouth, it's going to go forth and it's going to do work for us. And most of the time, it's not going to come back to us until it has done what we have spoken. So a lot of times we are waiting on things to manifest in our lives, and we have already cursed it. We have already killed it because of the words that we speak. I remember I had a girlfriend who said, oh, there's no good man. I'm not going to ever get married. And I say, listen, when you are speaking in that way, you make sure you refer to only yourself, because I believe there's a lot of good men out there. I do believe that I will be married. I do believe that there are great white men out there, and the harvest is plentiful. So I don't believe, yes, you have to speak those things. And when people come to you speaking negativity, sometimes you have to curse those words when they, you know, whenever they are released, because you don't want those things going out for you and bringing you back nothing. Empty words produce empty results. When you have words that produce action, it's going to produce an action. So if you want to see things begin to manifest in your life, and this is all part of faith, these things, speaking words of positivity, is basically faith, because a lot of times we don't see those things right away, but we are believing, God, Lord, because I'm speaking it, because I'm your child, I see it in my mind, I'm going to release those words, and guess what? It's going to happen. So we can't be caught up on, okay, well, my money doesn't match what I'm trying to do. If you are believing, God, that you want a house, you may say, God, I want a house. I want a house, but I'm working at a job where I'm making $9 an hour. You do not pick out a house that matched $9 an hour. Now, you do be realistic and you count up the cost, but you begin to put your faith in activation. You begin to do job searching. You begin to see what you need to do to get another job, and you begin to claim that I will be out of an apartment and I will be moving into a house. My value is not $9 an hour. It's just the value of the problem I chose to solve, but I am not worth $9 an hour. I'm so worth more. So therefore, I'm going to get everything that I need because I'm valuable. And when we learn to speak like that, we will begin to see things happen in our lives. I'd never forget, and I can give you an example. A couple of years ago, probably about 8-9 years ago, I was cleaning up my room, and I was doing a regular breast exam. And when I was doing a breast exam, I felt the lump in my breast. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I called my mom. She said, let's make an appointment immediately. We went to my physician. He said, Lakeisha, indeed, that is a lump in your breast. We're going to schedule you for a specialist. Well, I went to the specialist, and I'm sitting there, and it was about 50 women there. It was a lot of women there this day. And I say, Lord, unfortunately, somebody is not going to receive good news. And I sure hope and pray that it's not me. We went back there to the specialist. They did the ultrasound. They did everything they need to do. And they say, Lakeisha, we see mass in your breast. So I'm thinking, okay, mass is not good. That's not good. Okay, I'm in my 20s. What are you talking about? You see mass in my breast. And he say, well, this is not looking good. They pulled the x-rays up for me and my mom. One breast was completely clear. One breast was completely black. I knew what that meant. My grandmother had died from breast cancer. I was like, oh, boy. So my mother started crying immediately, and I say, Mom, don't cry. I could not even speak. I said, okay, give me some time to process the information you gave me. And I told my mother, do not tell anybody in the family what was going on, because I didn't want people giving me a death report. Sometimes you tell people something, they don't want to, but they, oh, my God, my friend died from cancer and this and that. They begin to tell you all the negative of what happened to somebody that they know. But no one tells you, girl, stand on the word of God. You don't have what they say you have. Believe God. Trust God. Pray. Get a second opinion. People don't begin to tell you that. They begin to cry and moan and want to start a pity party. And I told them to give me some time to process that information. This was on a Thursday. They set me up for immediate surgery on a Tuesday. I began to pray and fast and talk to God and, Lord, this can't be happening to me. I'm only in my 20s. How could you do this? And then I got in my pity party. Then I'm like, Lord, I don't have cancer. I don't have a tumor, whatever they say that I have. And I'll never forget, on a Sunday, I went to work and I met this young lady, this older lady, and she looked at me and she said, you act as though you don't know the type of God you serve. You better claim your healing. This lady didn't know anything about me. She said, go home, anoint your breast, walk around with by his stripes, you are healed. I was at my house that same night. This was a Sunday. Praying to God, believing God, I anointed my breast, and I said, I'm not going to have this surgery. I do not have cancer. I don't have a mass. I don't have a tumor in my breast. Well, by the time Tuesday came and I went to the doctor, they did more x-rays, and they pulled up the x-rays, and guess what? The black mass was gone. And I say all that to say that may not be everybody's testimony, but you can have your own testimony by simply opening up your mouth and declaring something great. It does not matter what kind of storm you're in. Sometimes, yes, the bills are due. We can see that. We have the papers in our hand, but we have to believe, you know what, God is going to provide for me the finances that I need, the supplies that I need, the material that I need. He is going to meet the right now provision for me. He's going to do it. So this is not the time for you to go and tell your friend, girl, my bills are due. You know what, my bills are too due, but guess what? Because that's a reality. Yeah, your bills are due. But the second part of that reality is God is still faithful. And not only that, but he can give you an idea. He can give you an invention. He can send somebody for you to help you. But it starts with, what are we speaking out of our mouths? What are we saying to people? Are we telling people, oh, girl, I'm going to die? Sometimes I hear people, oh, my God, that kills me. And I'm like, don't say that. Don't even say simple things like that. That's not going to kill you. Or some people say, I'm starving myself to death. You're not starving yourself to death. And although those are just common things that we say, but we have to get rid of that negative conversation, those negative things that we release out of our mouths. The Bible clearly says death and life is in the power of the tongue. What is power? It's the energy. It's the driven force. It's the ability. So if life and death is the power of our tongue has a lot of driven force behind it to produce an action.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lakeisha, I'm going to pause you right there, everyone. You are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, and I am Sister Big Bones. We have the awesome pleasure and blessing of listening to and hearing Lakeisha Dixon sharing on operating with the victorious state of mind. So thank you, Lakeisha, for letting me pause for the calls, and please continue on.
No problem. So I think we have to get to a point, not even think, I know that we have to get to a point to where we have to begin to exercise our tongue. You know, a lot of times, you know, just like in the gym, I cannot go to the gym in 2 days and see a major progress in my body. It takes time. So we know that this particular exercise here is going to take time. But I can be the same girl with the bodybuilding girl in the gym because I have the same muscle she has. The only difference between me and her, she's seeing results because she's practicing. I'm not getting any results because I am not practicing. So we have to learn how to exercise our tongue to say the right things, to speak the right things. It's time for us to take control over our lives and win. And we just have to know that saying words like I'm in despair, I'm defeated, I will never, I'm broke, I'm poor, I can't, I'm at a dead end, if it ain't one thing, it's another, I'm a failure, all those confessions, all those negative declarations have to go. And you have to let yourself know that I can, I will, I win, I got the victory, I'm an overcomer, I am destined for greatness, this too shall pass, I have power to triumph over the enemy, the battle is not mine, but it's the Lord's. You have to learn how to say things like, I'm a royal priesthood, I'm chosen generation, I was born to win and reign and rule in victory. And when you begin to say things like that, it just stirs you up. It just stirs you up in your insides, and then whatever thing that is going on in the inside will begin to be released out of your mouth into the outside. But I can let you know, you can change your whole life by changing your whole mind and the things that you release out of your mouth. Your mouth is your power source. Just like batteries, in order for a flashlight to work, it needs the driven force behind it, which are the batteries. Your tongue is the driven force behind your words. Whatever you speak in your life, that's what's going to manifest. So we have to get to a place of abundantly thinking, abundantly talking, abundantly in expectations. We have to also get people around us that are speaking good things. So no more, especially to my single girls out there who are in great anticipation for a husband. I tell you, as a life coach, and when I'm doing my life coaching calls, my mentor, that's the number one thing my single women want to know. Lakeisha, where are the men? And listen, I am not a prophet. I can't tell you where they hang out at. One thing I do know, you got to believe that there is one out there for you. I tell you, I always tell people, I don't want just one. I want some prospects on the table that I can choose, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So God ain't going to force you up with nobody. He's going to give you the option to choose. So for all my single women, amen. Right, ladies?
Yeah. Bring them out. Bring them out.
Lord, send me a multitude of them so that I can choose which one is best for me. Don't just send me one. I'm like, okay, I got to take him, and yeah, I ain't really want him.
There we go.
But because he's the only one, you know, so what we want to begin to say, and I tell my girls this all the time, listen, you pray and you ask God to send you multitude, give you some options. Well, you can choose, and he'll help you choose which one is best suitable for you. And if you want a husband, begin to do things, because I heard a guy at a singles conference says, you are a wife when you're found, not when you get a ring. The Bible says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Not when he marries you, he finds a good thing. When you are found, you are already a wife. So we just have to know that we're the problem solvers. Like I tell my girlfriends, I'm the problem solver. I'm the answer and the solution and the prize to any man. So it's not a point. I'm just to any man. I can really meet any man needs. It's just a point of fact. I want to meet my own suitable helpmate, the guy for me, his needs. I don't want to be out there jumping in the bed sheets, but that's a whole nother story. But we have to begin to tell people what we want. And we have to learn how to pray God what we want. We have to learn how to tell other people what we want. We have to learn how to have a vision for our lives. And, you know, I tell people, write your vision down. Most people do not like to write things down, and they believe that they can remember their vision. And you can remember the main part of your vision, but you need to write those things down, because when you wake up in the morning, guess what? You're speaking those things out loud. It's motivation for you in the morning. When you find yourself in a situation that is not pleasing to you, you're looking at your vision. You can pull out your vision, and you can begin to read those things out loud. You know, if you had a job where you don't like, guess what? You go there with the right attitude and say, God, this is just a vehicle, because I know in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, I'm about to be rolling up out of here, because you're going to open up another door of opportunity for me. But in 30, 60, 90 days, I'm about to be rolling up out of here. God, thank you for opening up doors right now, for closing doors no man can. You know, we have to begin to speak those things. And guess what? When you speak those things out of your mouth, you are hearing them, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you're speaking out those things, your ears are listening. And guess what? It's going to motivate you to do better, to get better, and to have better.
Yes.
So we have to. That's why it's important to open up your mouth and declare something great. This is just not something I'm doing just to, hey, okay, I believe I receive. No, I believe I receive right now, because I am all that. I am enough. I am worthy of everything that God has for me. I am valuable. I was created for greatness. This is my time. This is my season. This is my year for breakthrough. I wake up every morning, and throughout a normal day, I'm saying at least 50 to 100 declarations over my life. For those people who are seeking finances, there should be a prosperity demonstration over my life this week. Somebody's looking for me to do business with me. There are customers and clients that's going to overflow in my business. I will sell thousands of books. I don't care what it looks like now, but I will do that. And we have to get to a point to where we begin to confess things out of our lives. I am healed. Yes, the doctors say that I have high blood pressure, but guess what? I'm going to begin to lose some weight and eat better, and I'm going, my blood pressure is going to drop, and God is going to get the glory. We have to, it's vital, especially in this season. It seems like Christians are not, you're not even Christians, people are not opening up their mouth and saying anything. We will talk about the negative, but nobody wants to talk about the positive. So we have to begin to speak those words out of our mouth. We have to begin to declare things. You have to say what you want to be and continue to say it and say it and say it and say it until it manifests.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have 100 clients a month of To Life Coach? No. However, God, I thank you, I believe, I receive right now. I see myself with a calendar full for the whole month of an overflow of clients and customers for my business. I believe I receive high-ranking wisdom, so when the customers and clients come, they're going to receive a revelation like never before. I believe that you have given me something that I can do that nobody else can do better than me. And that's the kind of confidence that we need, and that's the kind of power in your words that's going to get you to breakthrough. That's the kind of power in your words that's going to stop God in his track. He's going to turn around and look for you to bless you. So it's that victorious living, and that's why I say the book was very important to me, because I had several attacks, and for those of you who read the book, you're going to see several attacks in my body. Well, the enemy tried to knock me out of alignment. Because, see, what happens is when you begin to speak words like this, then you're going to have people telling you, girl, that can't be done. That's impossible. 100 clients a month, that's ridiculous. Or people are going to say all kind of things, but guess what? Your vision is your vision. And one thing I realized, you can have a support team of people when you're giving birth to women who have given birth. When a woman is carrying a baby, I can be, when my sister was pregnant with my nephew, I was her biggest cheerleader. Push, breathe, push, breathe. It's okay giving her kisses, wiping her towel. But at the end of the day, guess what? She had to push out her own baby. I was her support system, but that was not my baby for me to push down on. And when it comes to things of our life that we are trying to see, we have to bear down and we have to push. And we have to get ourselves around a support system that sees our vision. If they don't see it, and if they don't, if they're not in agreement with them, they need to move out the way. And you need to network with some people who's going to cheer you on while you're going into your destiny, while you're pushing out your baby. Because there'll be seasons of process. There'll be seasons of pain. There'll be seasons when you have to pay a price. But at the end of all that, victory will be there. And you will not even remember the pain that it took for you to push out that baby, because the joy of what that baby has brought you. So when you begin to release words out of your mouth, the joy of what those words will bring you is going to far exceed the pain that you had to go through while you were walking out that process.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Sister Big Bones. We are joined by the phenomenal, dynamic Miss Lakeisha Dixon. I'm telling you, if you guys are just tuning in, you have to make sure that you go back to mindshifttalkradio.com after this show and check out this replay from beginning to end. Rewind and do it again. Lakeisha, you are off the chain. This is amazing. I mean, sis, are you okay? Because I know she's over there having a conniption right now.
Girl!
Wait for the after show. Ooh, wee.
Right. Yeah, that's the best part. Like, after we're done recording, then it all comes out. Amazing, amazing. I know we only have a short time left, and I want you to go ahead and have enough time to wrap up your message, Lakeisha, and then, you know, we'll go ahead and chime in at the end, because we have so much to say, so we're going to have to do some of this offline. But you can go ahead and take the mic back for now.
All right. So with all that that you have, I just want you to know that God has placed so much fire in your mouth that you will be able to destroy and hammer down every negative thing that the enemy has thrown your way through your words that you speak. I want you to be committed to writing things down that's going to encourage you into your destiny. Get you a list, and I want you to begin to start off with 10 to 15 powerful confessions that you can declare over your own lives. You have the power to create them. Whether you wake up and whether you write down, I am beautiful, I am wealthy, I am healthy, my situation is changing right now. Think of 10 to 15, and I tell you, God is going to give it to you to fit your own situation that you can begin to say, things that you can begin to release out of your mouth every morning, even if you have it in your phone as a reminder. My confessions, I have it at my phone. 11 o'clock is a good time for me at work. I begin to say, my alarm going off on my phone, hey, it's declaration time. And I begin to say those things out loud at my desk. I got the whole people saying, Keisha, create me some confessions, because they see how God is moving in my life, because people are going to look at you like you weird because you are declaring things that's not even in manifestations yet. But I tell you, allow people to look at you weird because you are going to be a living testimony. You are going to be a living witness that there is power in your words, because God is so powerful like that, because he's just good like that. He is going to take you to a whole nother zone with these confessions. What are confessions? You can say, I'm the head and not the tail. That's the word of God. Hey, you're just declaring it over your life. I'm the head and not the tail. I am beautiful. I love calling myself Cocoa Puff, because I think I'm just one of the baddest chocolate sisters out there. So I'm like, I am beautiful. And when my husband see me, he's going to say, oh, who is that? So you just have to declare the things that you want to see in your life, whether it's your finances, your relationship, your family, your vision, your lifestyle. Begin to declare something great. I see you on the other side of success. I see you with high expectation, believing God for everything that he has promised you. Believe it. Follow me on Facebook at Facebook Lakeisha Miami. Also follow me on Twitter at Twitter, Lakeisha Q. Dixon. Go to my website. Check out my things. I also have a life coaching manual. Contact me. I'm very open. I answer your questions. Contact me. I'm empowered. That's my passion, to see people live out their best life now.
All right.
Go ahead, sis. I know you want to go ahead and have your part. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Nah, don't be quiet now, Stacey. No need to change. Awesome.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be good today, Lakeisha, because you're here. So I'm going to be right in front of company. I'm going to act right in front of company.
Since when?
Girl, I'm transparent, girl. You can be who you are.
Since when? Keisha, thank you so, so very much just for sharing your heart and your candidness and transparency. How did you learn or identify what it is you were meant to do? Because early on in our conversation, you started off saying, you know, you're doing exactly what it is you're supposed to do. How did you get to this point?
You know what I often tell people, when people say, Lakeisha, I don't know what my purpose is, I ask them, because your purpose and your passion ties into each other. And some people, when I talk to them, they tell me, I have a passion for existence, young girls. I have a passion to see young girls win. I just pray for young girls. I pray for the youth. I want to work with the youth. Well, that's your purpose. Your purpose is the youth. That's what God created you for. He created you for to impact the youth lives. Sometimes we think that we not operating our purpose because our job may not be as what society calls so big. We may not be, you know, the doctor doing 100 surgeries a week, or we may not be, you know, that big-time business executive. But whatever that thing God has called you to do, I learned about my purpose from a little girl in elementary. Actually, my mother told me something that really stuck out, and I say, Mom, you're absolutely right. I've been doing that all my life. She said, I used to come home with no barrettes in my hair. I used to give all my bows to the little girls. She said, when I got in high school, I started working at Red Lobster. I was giving out my money to helping people go to grad night. I always wanted to see people succeed. When I went to ministry school, my pastor said, that thing that you do on a daily basis that you don't know that you love to do, that's your purpose. So I realized that God created me to impact people's lives. So when I realized, hey, that's my passion, that's what I'm doing now, it clicked. You are living out your purpose and your passion together. I can talk to people wherever I go, whether they pay me or not. It's what I want to do. It's what I love to do. So your purpose is that thing that you love to do. It's that thing that God has called you to do. Some people's purpose is just to give out tracts. Stand on a corner and give out tracts just to tell people about the goodness of God. So I really tapped into that thing from a very young age. I just love to see people succeed.
Clearly you do. And I talked about it at the beginning of the show, Lakeisha. I was talking about your passion. When I met you, I can just say, you know, it was just this energy. There was just this level of energy, and you can definitely see the passion. And then you talked about transparency, and I think that's the one thing that really sold me on you, I guess to say that. You know, when we had the seminars and so forth and we met at the Power Breakfast, I just, for one, you're just your whole style, your demeanor, your confidence, all of that. But when you sat at that table and you just started to tell your brief story, you know, briefly you told your story. It's not a brief story, but briefly you told your story, and you were so transparent. And I think I looked around that table, and every woman was totally, like, glued and hanging on to every single word you said, because we could see that you were genuine and that you were sincere, and truly you did have a heart to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And even tonight, as you shared this message, I mean, truly you've talked about how much of an honor it is for you, but it has really been an honor for us to have you here. I definitely believe that you will fulfill your purpose being here tonight to transform the minds of our listeners. I'm sitting here, I started off with taking notes, and I have to admit, I stopped taking notes like towards the last part because I'm just sitting here like blown away. Like, I have to go back and listen to this show a second and possibly a third time myself. And that's the blessing for us being the host of the show. You know, people come and they tell us how great the show is and so forth, but really the blessing is for us to be able to meet people like you and the Kamanzi Constables that come on, and LaShawn McCray and Billy Millers and the Chris Losses and all these people we've had the opportunity to meet and hear on this show. And truly, I consider you to be one of the best. One of the top 10
indeed
that we've had,
yeah,
on my show.
Thank you. I
Hands
am
down.
So honored. I am
Hands
so
down.
Honored. I tell you, when I met you at Empowerment Breakfast, I was like, oh, my gosh, of course, I would love to do it. And, you know, again, that was a very serious topic we talked about on purity.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had to get real. We know what the church is going to say, keep your legs closed. But, you know, but I always say what's between my legs is mine, and it's not up for negotiation. What's between my legs is my business. So that was very personal for me because I know that people look at me like, oh, she's not going to be real. But I love you, Sherry. I love you, Juanita. I had an opportunity to meet Juanita a couple of times. I just love you, ladies, and I thank you for thinking of me to have me on your show. I tell you, I'm going to go back and listen to this. And Kowanzi, I listened to his show last night, and it was powerful. I was like, wow, I'm going to have to take the information that he said. So it's all about connection and networking,
mm-hmm,
and loving on each other and just being good to people. Thank you.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, I mean, I talked about you were going to have some clicks on your website before this show was over. I've already gone on there and ordered my book. I know a friend of mine has already texted me, like, what's the name of the book? I'm very excited about the success of your book. Again, for those of you that may have missed the beginning of the show, I definitely encourage you to go back, check it out. mindshifttalkradio.com. You'll be able to see it there on the this week's show page for the rest of this week. You want to go ahead and click on the link. It'll take you to the bookstore. And in the words of Lakeisha, she says on her website, if you're feeling defeated, if you feel powerless, bitter, confused about life, or if you're simply ready to just go from good to great in every single area of your life, this is the book for you. We talk about this on Mindshift. If you're looking to achieve greater levels and heights of success, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, mentally, whatever it may be, you need to look at all of these areas of your life, areas in which you need to have a paradigm shift, a mind shift, and definitely this book, The Victorious State of Mind, is truly a tool that will help you to achieve that. And just a quick recap, just to show that I was paying attention, Lakeisha, I have my P's written down. So you talked about our purpose, you talked about prayers, you talked about passion, prosperity, purging our minds. You talked about power and you talked about perseverance. Did I get it?
You got it.
All right. See, I was paying attention. I was here.
You were.
I had to stop writing at one point when I was up and I was praise dancing and I was doing all that stuff at the end. But at the beginning, I took notes. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's the extent of her notes right there.
I'm sorry.
No, see, nobody asked you. What? See, we'll talk about this off air again, Lakeisha. We're going to talk after the show, and then I'll really be myself. But I'm going to be good right now.
No problem.
Big bones. Do you have any final words before we have to let Lakeisha go?
Ooh, I can't wait to finish this application. I'm completing online. Yay, yeah, God. She said 30, 60, 90 days. Yes.
Okay. My bad. No, awesome. Thank you so much, Lakeisha, for just joining us tonight and really just sharing. You've blessed me immensely and tremendously. And I'm really glad our paths have crossed and know they will continue to do so. Just continued success to you on your current and future endeavors, and may God just strengthen you as you strengthen others.
All right, I receive that. With both hands lifted, you can't see me, but both hands are lifted.
Raise your feet.
And Lakeisha, if you can tell them one more time how to get in touch with you, whether it's on Facebook or wherever it may be, you know, let them know how to connect with you.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, you can go to Lakeisha Dixon, that's LAKEISHA Dixon, DIXON.com. You can also find me on Facebook/ Lakeisha Miami. Okay, I represent Miami Heat all day. You can also find me on Twitter/ Lakeisha Q Dixon. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Look for me. Email me. You can also email me at Lakeisha@LakeishaDixon.com. Any concerns, questions, or things that I can help you with. Again, you know I'm a certified life coach. I have group coaching. I also offer individual coaching as well as corporate coaching. So contact me. Find me. Let's chat. I want to get to know you.
Getting to know you.
All right. I'm sorry. I was muted here.
About you.
Thank you, Lakeisha. Thank you. And we'll be chatting shortly, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And for those of you listening, again, thank you for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. Definitely encourage you to make sure that you're here for more mind-shifting conversations such as this one that we've had tonight with Lakeisha Dixon. You want to make sure that you're here next week. We have another amazing guest that's going to be here. Mr. William Lee is going to be here discussing his newest book, Breaking the Mold, Why Waste Talent. So I think it's a great follow-up to this week's show. We've talked about having that victorious mindset, and now we're going to talk about how to break the mold. And he talked about how to make a difference and prove that it can be done by your decisions, your dedication, and your determination. So William Lee Jr. is going to be here next week. You don't want to miss that. Again, connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, go back and check out the replays at mindshifttalkradio.com. Sister Big Bones, always exciting to have you here, Mamacita.
Pleasure's all mine. Pleasure is todos mío.
Thank you for taking this ride with me down Mindship Avenue. And thank you to all of you that have tuned in. So make sure that you're connected and make sure that you're plugged in next Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. As always, we wish you guys another amazing, phenomenal, blessed, and productive week. Can't wait to see you in the chat room and on the phone lines next week. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.